Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
At the start of January, I retired from Sonoma State University after 30 years of teaching. My colleagues thought it was a good time to go, and indeed, I know educators face immense challenges these days, but I'm not convinced they're greater than they were 60 years ago when I heard my own teachers muse about the imminent crisis in education and explain that it wasn't only or just a bad thing. Indeed, in their minds and mine, the realities of the crisis in education have made teaching all the more imperative as a profession. Today, with jobs in short supply and anxiety levels rising, every drop of education counts more than ever before. I don't regret a life spent in classrooms, especially among 17- and 18-year-olds who talked intelligently about everything from homesickness to lovesickness and, as one student put it, the meaning of the universe. If I were 25 again, I'd become a teacher all over again, knowing that education is woefully underfunded and that teachers are sadly underpaid. In our imperfect world, teaching is for me as close to a perfect profession as humanly possible. If you're young or old and thinking of teaching, I say do it and do it with passion. Teaching will nourish and inspire you. Moreover, the rewards of teaching keep coming. Last December, a student I taught in the 70s showed up to share memories of our time together. I'd given him a shelf of books, including John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. Now he had a book for me, Jack Kerouac's On the Road, a classic I've read again and again and know almost by heart. I took it just the same, knowing it would accompany me on the road that leads to the kind of lifelong adventures that provide teachers and students alike with real-world wisdom. With a perspective, I'm Jonah Raskin.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.